I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. While airstrikes and violence continue against Druze minorities in Syria, Christians mourn those lost in June's suicide bomber attack. This attack claimed over 24 lives and injured more than 60 people at the Mar Elias Church. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon recently visited this congregation to connect with and comfort believers. Christians in Syria live in uncertainty, facing mixed messages from their government. Pray for the peace only Christ can offer. Next, we turn to Kenya, where Brian Kamstra of Crossroads Prison Ministry says that when an old friend used Lawrence's house for illegal activities, the police accused Lawrence of being involved. While in prison, Lawrence was introduced to Crossroads Ministry. He says his faith wouldn't be where it is today if he hadn't gone to prison. Now he owns a barbershop and shares the gospel with clients. To become a Crossroads mentor, go to missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Matthew Scott.